A Springfield man will spend 2 decades in prison for a fatal shooting of a Jacksonville man in 2011. 37-year-old Marcus Johnson was sentenced yesterday to 20 years behind bars for killing Albie Underwood and seriously wounding another man. Underwood was a 34-year-old student at Illinois College. He was shot at a home during a party on Springfield's east side in December 2011. Johnson will serve a minimum of half the prison term and get credit for 3.5 years he served in the Sangamon County Jail as he awaited trial.
What makes a great bank? A family-friendly atmosphere. Hi, this is Amy Hacker with Premier Bank, and we believe our customers are like family to us. We have a friendly, qualified staff that enjoys helping you make the best banking choices. See what makes Premier Bank hometown proud. See us at 1604 West Morton or online at premierbanksonline.com. Premier Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
More than 2 inches of rain in the 24-hour reporting period has caused some roadway flooding in Morgan County. The Jacksonville Street Department has placed barricades on Johnson Street, South Fayette, and East Vandalia. In addition, Route 104 at Reese Curve has been closed by the Illinois Department of Transportation until water recedes. 2.28 inches of precipitation was measured this morning at WLDSWEAI. Of course, we encourage you to turn around, don't drown. One of the 8 people arrested in connection to an alleged meth lab in the 700 block of Northeast in Jacksonville pleaded guilty to charges yesterday. 38-year-old Russell Mullins of the 100 block of West Dunlap pleaded guilty to possession of methamphetamine in Morgan County Court. Mullins is scheduled to be sentenced August 18th. Mullins was originally also picked up for manufacture or delivery of cannabis for the springtime arrest, but that charge was dropped. Mullins admitted a violation of probation on a 2013 conviction as part of the plea deal. The possession of meth charge is a Class 3 felony that could carry up to 10 years in prison. 2 sentences were handed down in Morgan County Court yesterday. 22-year-old Tyler Gatewood of the 800 block of Hardin was sentenced to 10 days in jail for resisting a peace officer. Gatewood was also fined $410. 25-year-old Tamnika Davis of the 600 block of Northwest was sentenced to 2 days in jail for resisting a peace officer. Davis was also fined $325. Jacksonville police made 2 arrests last night and overnight. 38-year-old Shannon Miller of the 600 block of Locust was arrested in the 200 block of West Walnut at around 6 p.m. for retail theft. Miller has been released on bond. 43-year-old Donald Fagan of Chandlerville was booked at the county jail at around 1:45 a.m. for possession of drug paraphernalia and driving with a revoked or suspended license. Fagan remains in custody. Morgan County deputies made 2 arrests yesterday. 23-year-old Gabriel Carmelo of the 100 block of South Monaco was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 1:15 p.m. for DUI, battery, operating an uninsured motor vehicle, and driving with a revoked license. Carmelo has been released on bond. 49-year-old Donald Treadway of Jerseyville was booked at the Morgan County Jail at around 5:15 last night for failure to appear for possession of a controlled substance. Treadway has been released on bond. One person went to the hospital after a 2-vehicle accident on Interstate 72 yesterday. It happened shortly after noon in the eastbound lane about 4 miles east of the old Route 36 exit. Morgan County deputies say a vehicle driven by 21-year-old Kerry Spencer of Jacksonville attempted to pass a vehicle driven by 39-year-old Dennis Knoll of Ashland. With water on the road, deputies say Spencer's car hydroplaned into Knoll's, causing her to lose control. Knoll was taken to a Springfield hospital by ambulance. His condition wasn't immediately available this morning. Spencer was cited for improper lane usage and no valid insurance. Both of Jacksonville's lawmakers now say they'll go without pay during the current budget impasse in Springfield. State Senator Sam McCann tells WLDSWEAI News he believes not accepting pay while there's no budget for the current fiscal year, which began at the beginning of this month, is the right thing to do.
I represent a lot of state employees, and regardless of how many I represented or not, I do not think it would be proper, in my opinion, for me to accept my pay as long as state employees are not being paid. So I will forego my pay until state employees, a provision is made so that state employees are made whole, are paid on time and in full. Quite frankly, they need to.
Meanwhile, after several media outlets, including WLDS, WEAI, reported State Representative C.D. Davidsmeyer would continue to accept a paycheck, he told WMAY in Springfield on Tuesday that he's changed his mind and that he will stand in solidarity with state workers, even though he says it will be a financial hardship for him. Two other lawmakers in Illinois, at least, have been reported as saying they'll go without pay. New salvos are fired in the budget standoff between Governor Bruce Browner and House Speaker Michael Madigan. Sean Bullent has more.
The mostly one-sided war of words between Governor Bruce Browner and House Speaker Michael Madigan continued Wednesday, with Browner saying the Speaker needs to act on his business-friendly reform package, or he can fix the $4 billion budget hole on his own.
If the Speaker and the General Assembly doesn't want to take up reforms, doesn't want to pass any real structural reforms, then they should go ahead and pass a tax hike. They have a supermajority. They're fully capable of increasing the taxes.
Browner says he's willing to compromise on key issues if they agree to some of his turnaround agenda reforms.
I don't like taxes, period. I don't like to ever raise taxes. I'm willing to do it as part of reform.
Madigan spokesman Steve Brown called Browner's comments more name-calling. Sean Bullent, RFD, Illinois.
And a new massive pension reform bill is being pushed forward by Governor Browner. He announced the measure yesterday. He says it will save taxpayers billions of dollars a year. The plan would cut retirement benefits for teachers, police officers, and firefighters throughout the state. Browner said the reform was put together through negotiations with the City of Chicago, Senate President John Cullerton, and the General Assembly. Coming up, a check on News Notes. WLDS time is 7:37.
Call Colton Downey and Associates, your insurance experts. Call Colton Downey now.
At Colton Downey Insurance, they build their business one relationship at a time. Call them at 243-8000 or stop by the Jacksonville or Root House office to experience fast, friendly service from the local staff at Grinnell Mutual Reinsurance Company. They'll be there when you need them most. They are Colton Downey Insurance, 243-8000. That's 243-8000.
Elm City Center shreds paper, and we do it really well. We shred for companies and for individuals. No need to remove staples or paper clips. Your papers remain extremely confidential and are recycled after being shredded. We accept documents Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. The charge is just 17 cents a pound with a $5 minimum. That's about $5 a box. Just drop it off and go, or stay and watch us shred it. Confidential and secure, 17 cents per pound. Commercial and residential, Monday through Friday from 8 to 4. Elm City Center on Walnut at Webster.
News notes this morning. The Jacksonville Parks and Lakes Committee will meet at 9 o'clock this morning in the commission room of the municipal building, 200 West Douglas. Few South Jacksonville notes. The village's Plan Commission and Zoning Board of Appeals meeting, regularly scheduled to meet today, has been rescheduled to Thursday, July 23rd. There are some South Jacksonville committee meetings tonight. The Planning and Public Facilities Committee, that's at 6 o'clock. And the Personnel and Finance Committee meeting is at 6:30. And things wrap up with the Public Protection Committee meeting. That's at 7 o'clock, all taking place 301 Dewey Drive, Village Hall Boardroom.
Bulletin News is on the air and online as it happens. Don't forget to check us out on the radio at 1180 AM or 107.1 FM.